Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica wants to talk about this story, so let's get it out of the way.
What do you mean, let's get it out of the way?
I have things I want to say about this topic, but I'll let you should start.
Okay. Well, there was a recent story, mm-hmm. a recent little bit of a debate, I believe, mm-hmm. online about, are your coworkers your friends? Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're so upset right now, because I would answer yes about all of you.
All of us?
Mostly the two on my left. But
that's
yeah, sometimes
saying.
You.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Only because you're mean to me.
Okay. Is that not a two-way street, Erica?
Huh?
Oh. Or, I think he's implying you're mean to him. Yeah.
Not implying.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm sort of just. Okay, well, before we get into my issues.
Aaron, we should go.
No, you stay here, buddy.
Okay. Oh, are you going to make them choose sides?
No, I don't want them to choose sides. I want them to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Do you think, well, I mean, there's two questions that should be on the table. Okay. One, do you think it's appropriate to make your coworkers friends?
Mm.
And separately, okay. Do you feel as if, and you don't have to answer for all four in the room, are there friends of yours in this room? Who wants to go?
I will say this radio is the only big girl job I've had. So fair. This is all I know. And I always thought it was like the corporate 9-to-5. You go in, you work, you have your work friends that you like kind of gossip with, but that's it.
Like work acquaintances?
Like
sort of.
You wouldn't see them outside of work. You wouldn't
yeah.
invite them.
So
maybe
I thought
an occasional
it was
happy hour.
Exactly. Okay. I always thought that it was unique that radio, you do get really close, but that's because we share our lives.
Right? But let me, just as a quick aside, don't mm-hmm. you occasionally, or for a while, you kind of ran things at your mom's bagel shop?
Yeah.
Your mom has a bagel shop?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, well, now I need to go there.
I'll bring some in.
Okay.
Okay, but I mean, that's kind of a big girl job.
Yeah.
Other people have that as their big girl job.
Yeah.
Were you friends with people there?
Totally. But that was still, I don't want to say immature because it's not that, but it was like, it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't, I do it to help my mom out.
It wasn't your career.
Yes. Thank you.
And you think this...
Well,
let me try to say that with a straight face.
You've been doing this for how many years? It's your career, man.
No, this for me, and it was accidental, but yeah. This was 100% accidental. I did this in between, kind of, I did this as I quit the band.
Yeah, but it became your career.
It
and
sure
it
did.
Is
it crept
all
up on me.
Career.
Yes. Yeah.
So my point is, I thought
so
that this was unique,
okay.
And I, yeah, you guys, okay. I call you guys my second family.
Ooh, more than friends. More than friends.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You call us guys, everyone in the room.
Guys and gals.
But all of us.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I've already cried in front of Erica like 17 times.
Yeah, but you just do that with strangers. You are just a faucet.
Yeah. Text in if you see Aaron cry.
No, don't. We don't want to hold the lines. Okay. I just, what the reason I'm voideering so hard is I want you to feel, even though I'm a little intense right now, like this is a safe place and that you can say,
yes.
I'm really close with T-Hack, but not so much with you kind of thing. Right?
I have said this before and I'll say it again. I don't know where Erica fits into it yet because this was prior to when she was here. T-Hack is like my brother. We have a lot of things in common.
Say, oh boy, what are you about Slacker?
Oh boy, no matter what.
She's talking about me.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Wait a second.
We grew up, we were raised very similarly. Like okay. He feels like a brother to me. Slacker does feel like a father figure.
Oh.
The cool
I will
dad.
Be your father figure.
Okay, that's.
I should make a TikTok.
You should.
Yeah.
It's okay. A trend.
Yeah.
Okay.
You I'll need you later.
T-Hack?
Yes. Boss. Sir.
I think we answered that question. We're going to move on.
Like
yes, young
now.
Man.
Thanks, Aaron.
I think you are friends.
I've worked a couple jobs that I felt like I was friends with, and then you leave that job and you realize, oh, I've never talked to them again. And it is a two-way street. Like, they haven't reached out, but also I'll take responsibility. I haven't really reached out either. Right. Until you run into them. Oh, how you been?
Hey, what's up?
So it's not like negative or hatred or anything, but it is just, oh, I guess we weren't as close as I maybe felt.
Okay.
I'm realizing in every job I've ever had,
you thought they were friends?
I've had friends at work for sure. Like, a girl is coming, who I used to work with in LA, is coming to my bachelorette party.
Oh, really?
Like, we're very, very good friends. I'm Tia Erica to her kids.
Wow.
So is it the famous one who's on the famous show?
Yeah, yeah. That one.
Have you guys gotten an invite to her bachelorette party? I just called her my sister. It's like, I'm waiting.
All right. Well, here's why I'm upset.
Okay.
The other day, we had a little discussion on the show. Oh, God. And I went after T-Hack for not... Erica had some extra tickets to an event that's coming up. I went after T-Hack for... He did the thing with his wife. It's like, hey, we could get tickets to this thing if you really wanted to go or whatever. But, you know, babysitters. And she's like, no, no, it's not worth it. And I'm like, dude, I don't think that's healthy. I think sometimes you got to get your wife... You got to date her. You got to get her out of the house. Even if it's $100 and it's like whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he made it work. So the three of you with your sig others are going out.
But I did offer you those tickets. It wasn't like I only asked.
I don't
asked,
need two tickets, as you know.
Well, it's not Erica. Like I only asked T-Hack.
And you could have gone solo.
Yeah.
We're all sitting together.
We just let that other...
And I didn't even want to go, but now you kind of bullied me into like being a good husband.
So this is what's going to happen. I don't know. I want you guys to have fun that night. I do. I don't want you to, in the middle of your night, like stop and think about where
I am.
I'll
send you a picture.
No, but I don't want you to even do that, because then it'll make you think about me sitting there.
You're such a butthead.
Alone in my house.
I
box of tissues there.
By the way,
two boxes, one for my nose.
Okay, no. I'm done with you.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.